This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Javonte Williams, former UNC running back and one of the top running back draft prospects for sure. Great season. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Javonte, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank y'all for having me.
No, you got glad it, man. To have you, Javonte. I did your first game of the season. I was a little worried. I was down there in North Carolina at the stadium, and it was completely empty. And I was a little worried you guys were going to pull up short against Syracuse, but you pulled it together. But take us back to last season, especially the beginning of the season, how odd it was for you guys with no fans. I mean, we were watching you guys mime the halftime celebration things. We were jumping up in the stands and high-fiving the fans. There's nobody there. But tell us how odd that was for you last year.
Yeah, like you said, it was definitely a crazy time with COVID and everything. And college football in itself, I mean, week in and week out, you're trying to worry about your opponent and just be as prepared as you can for them. But last season, I feel like on top of worrying about your opponent, you also had to worry about not getting sick, passing the test every week. So I feel like last season, it was just a lot of challenges. And I'm proud of the team and how we, like, pulled together and fought, like you said, not only for the Syracuse game, but, like, for every game. Because I don't think we had one positive test throughout the whole season.
Wow. That's amazing. That really is amazing. Yeah. You know, Javonte, you have, you know, somebody who's getting ready for the draft. You come into last season, and you have the team goals, and you have your own individual goals. And, you know, obviously it's something that you have to navigate. And I'm curious, in your mind, going into last season, what you hoped for yourself to put on film again, to put yourself in the best position to get drafted highly, did you fully accomplish that? Did you exceed it? Did you fall a little short? What you thought you wanted to do, did you do everything that you wanted to do?
Honestly, I feel like I did everything and more. Like last season, like the draft wasn't even on my mind. I honestly thought I was going to come back for my senior season. But after the year I had, I feel like I put myself in a pretty good position to get drafted. So that's why I left. But as far as, like, just doing things to get drafted, no, I wouldn't say that was, like, my biggest goal. Honestly, it was just, like, being the best player I could and just helping my team, like, any way possible. And I know a lot of people probably say that, but, like, that's honestly, like, really all I was trying to do.
Yeah, no, you guys were damn impressive. You had 1,100 yards and 19 touchdowns on the season, and your backfield mate, Michael Carter, had 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns. Usually it's hard to have a duo and both of you get fed enough to be happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
What was it like between you and Michael? And every week it was somebody was going long and then you'd kind of back and forth. You're like, all right, I made a big play. All right, my turn to make a big play. How was it playing with Michael?
Yeah, Mike, he definitely, I say he made me like the player that I am. Just from my freshman year to now, just the progression that I had, I feel like that was really, like, just competing with Mike every day of practice, having somebody to compete against and not getting complacent. So just having Mike in the backfield with me, it was a blessing. I feel like that's the reason that I stayed healthy throughout college, not having to get the ball too many times and things like that. And also, I feel like we were so productive because we kept defenses on their toes, like, just the change of pace that we both, like, we got different styles. So I feel like just bringing that to the table. Like, the defense didn't really know how to prepare for it. And also, I give credit to the offensive coordinator, the O-line, and, like, the running back coach. Everybody yeah. just coming together and working together. I feel like that's really what made it so special.
Mm-hmm. And no, I think he's right. That's not easy to do. You got two young men who are looking to get fed and get fed regularly, and that was a delicate balance, but you guys struck it well. And we're talking to Javonte Williams, former UNC running back, top draft prospect at the running back spot. So what has the off-season draft process been like for you? What did you make of your pro day? What type of interaction, what kind of feedback have you gotten? What are you feeling going into the draft, Javonte?
Definitely COVID took a lot of things that you dream of as a kid, like being on TV, like with the combine, meeting a lot of the prospects and things like that. But overall, I feel like it was pretty good. I feel like I did good at pro day, just catching the ball, showing teams that I can catch the ball. I feel like that's a lot of teams got about me. And then going out there and competing, not sitting out on any drills, just doing everything to the best of my ability. And I have fun with everything, and I feel like that's the biggest thing. Like, you got to have fun with it. You can't just make it strictly a job.
Yeah.
That's when it started to get, like too much for certain people. But, yeah, I just had fun with it and just showed the scouts what I had to show them.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. It and being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, because some people will mistake you for a power runner because of how you're built, 5'10 and 220 pounds. But you did have a bunch of catches last year, 25, I think it was, on the season, and a couple touchdowns through the air as well. And a lot of that comes from your quarterback. Now, we're making a big deal out of this year's quarterback draft, but Sam Howell, who is a true sophomore last year, so he'll be a true junior next year and can come out. What do we not know about Sam Howell that will make him at least potentially a good quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, just his leadership ability and the way he acts off the field. I feel like he's an even better person off the field. Just how he interacts with everybody, like everybody on the team love him. I don't know nobody that could say something bad about him. He always on time, always doing what he's supposed to do, and just everything you would want in a quarterback. I feel like besides the fact that he's talented on the field, what he does off the field, that's just gonna make teams love him even more.
What's he like in the huddle?
I mean, I wouldn't say he like the loud quarterback, mm-hmm. But he definitely get people set. He know exactly what everybody on the field is doing, all the way down to the tight end, the O-lines, the running backs, everybody. Very smart, but he more of a quiet type.
Yep.
He'll get loud when he have to, but yeah, I'd definitely say he more chill than like upbeat.
So let me hit you with this last one. Javonte Williams from UNC, draft prospect running back here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Listen, they call your name. It is a blessing. It is a life fulfilled. It's a life dream realized. So it doesn't matter what hat you put on. I understand that. But was there a team you rooted for growing up? Would there be a special, would there be a logo that would mean a little bit more? Like if I said, all right, Javonte, no matter, you can, whoever you want to draft you, that is the team that will draft you. Who would you say?
I wasn't really a big NFL fan growing up. I watched more like NBA. So, I mean, and like college too.
Yep.
I like college more than NFL when I was smaller. But, I mean, honestly, any team that called my name, I'm going to be happy regardless.
Yeah. See, that's the right answer, T. Yeah, we always exactly. try to test the kids. That's the right answer.
Yeah,
man.
You have to. I grew up a Washington fan, and I got drafted by the Giants, which is a rival. So your loyalty changed really quickly. I'm just telling you, it is what it is. Tell us about Mac Brown, your head coach, because we all know the story. He left, you know, Texas, and he was in the booth for a while, and all of a sudden he comes back, and he flipped this program around really quickly. Like, what was the key to that?
Honestly, I say it's like accountability. Just holding everybody accountable, from like the nutrition staff all the way to the players and the coaches. Like no matter if you was the best player on the team or like a walk on, he held you accountable on being on class, being on time, anything like that. And when somebody messed up, the whole team was punished. So I really feel like that's what brought us together as a team, helped us communicate better, and it translated on the field.
There you go. That's key. Javonte Williams getting ready for a life-altering moment. It's a little more than a week away, Teak. It's coming up.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Who replaces you guys in the backfield, man? That's a lot of production to try to, you know, win back. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. We actually got a transfer from Tennessee, Ty Chandler. I feel like he's going to play a lot. We got British Brooks, Josh Henderson, Elijah Green, DJ Jones, Caleb Hood. I mean, it's a lot of
players. Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of players on the team. The spring game coming up Saturday, so you might see a lot of them in action on Saturday. But, yeah, I feel like they definitely – the offense is going to be straight without without us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you and Sam is still there. But, you know, let me ask you this one before we let you go here. Clemson is obviously the dominant team in the ACC. I mean, they're neighbors to you guys, obviously. How soon until, like, other ACC teams, including North Carolina, maybe even next year, especially with them losing Trevor Lawrence, to you guys are competing with Clemson? Because that's what happens, right? One team gets really great. The other teams start to catch up over time. How soon till some of these other ACC teams, including the Tar Heels, are competing with Clemson?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's next year. Honestly, I wish we could have played them last season. I feel like we might would have beat them last season. But I definitely think this probably the year that UNC like break out of that mold and go national.
Well, listen. By the way, are you on camp? You're not on. There's no way you're still on campus. But I'm curious. I'm sure you have a pulse. What's the reaction to Hubert Davis getting the job? Roy Williams stepping down?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. I feel like everybody expected that, like him being the coach. But I didn't expect Coach Roy Williams to like retire this early, but I always felt like he would be the next one in line just by, like, every time I seen a UNC game, it was always, he was, like, his right-hand man just, like, right there beside him. So,
yeah.
I mean, people definitely excited around here and just having a similar face in office. I feel like they really like that, too.
Yeah.
All right, man. Enjoy the world's about to blast off for you. Enjoy every second. Teague, tell him. Revel. You tell him. I didn't get you. Tell him, Teague.
Again, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. I was second round. I thought I was going first. I didn't. Second, I ended up having a pretty good career as well. So it doesn't matter where you go or when you go. It's just what you do once you get there. And watching you play a couple times, actually, in college, I'm impressed, man. You and Michael. Tell him, you know, good luck as well, and continued success and blessings to you once you make this dream come true. And I know it's going to happen pretty soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.